All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Anne McIndoe, your author's coach. Thank you so much for joining me today on Author Talk, a monthly helping of tools, tips, strategies, next steps, and resources to help you on your author's journey. I'm delighted you're here, and again, I want to just say thank you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me this evening. All right. Well, I like to keep things short and sweet, so the format for tonight's call is as follows. First, I'm going to talk about tonight's topic, how to talk your book. I'm going to show you how easy it is to talk your book in just a few hours instead of months typing it. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes on author resources to help you on your author's journey, and finally, our live Q&A session. And you're welcome to ask questions about any aspect of your book, about editing, publishing, your online presence, about your website, blog, how to create products, a workbook, a journal, a coaching program, an online course. You know, you can ask me about marketing, branding, social media. How about turning your book into a movie? Yes, I can help you with that. Anything that has to do with your book, I will be happy to talk to you about it. And ask as many questions as you like, but please just ask one question at a time so others can ask theirs, and then you can ask again. I will stay on the line until all the questions are answered. Okay? All right, so let's get started. Okay, first and foremost, let's talk about how to talk your book. And I talk fast. I've been told that it's like listening to me is like drinking out of a fire hose. So listen fast. So let's start with why your book is why talking your book is a great way to get your book out of your head. Okay, besides being a lot faster to talk than to type, I have found that when authors speak their book, the content comes from their heart first, then their head. And this results in an easy-to-read book, like the author is speaking directly with the reader versus reading an academic writing. You know, and another benefit of talking your book is that you can have your manuscript out of your head and in your hands much sooner. Having your manuscript to edit after you have talked your book makes it a lot easier because this is a fresh look. Remember, if you've spent 3, 4, 5, 6 months, a year writing your book, you've had to look at these words over and over and over for the past few months. And so getting a manuscript after you've talked your book is a lot easier. I have found that the editing process is much easier and faster after talking your book versus writing your book. Okay. If you have followed my process and listened to the previous calls, and all the calls we've had so far on Author Talk are recorded and are on the Author Talk page at soyouwantowrite.com. If you followed my process and created your manuscript grid and trigger sentences and storyboard, then talking your book will be a very easy task. Now, the first time I learned about talking your book was when I was helping Tony Robbins write his book. And he and I would get together for a book session and use the storyboard we had created. And then he would dictate all the content following the talking points we had put up on the storyboard. And it was easy, it was fun, and it worked. And so when he was finished talking for the day, I would have his transcribing team transcribe the audio files, and then we would have the transcripts the next day. And it was my job to review and chunk the content for him, which he would then edit, and voila, the content was ready to put in the book. And that's why I'm such a big fan of talking your book. And when you talk your book, and I'm going to give you the instructions in just a few minutes, when you talk your book, yes, we are available. You send us your audio files, and we'll transcribe, and I'll talk to you about it in right after the instructions, okay? So that's how I learned about the power of talking your book, and I created the manuscript grid and trigger sentences after my assignment with Tony was over and I was working with my own clients. So are you ready? Okay, I'm going to tell you exactly how to talk your book. Okay. First thing I want to say is listen, because these instructions are pretty in-depth. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to put your pens down, put the paper away, and just sit quietly. If you have a refreshment, whether it's coffee or a glass of wine, that's good. So just relax and listen and focus on what I'm saying. No notes, no writing. You know, just think about what I'm saying. And then as soon as I tell you the last instruction, I promise, I'm going to give you the instructions for how to do these. And they're all written out, and they'll all be available on the Author Talk page in just a few minutes. They'll be on there tonight. So, okay, if you can, I know it's hard for me to do it, to not take notes, to just listen. See if you can do that, because you know what? It'll be more real. It'll be better for you, okay? Because you don't really hear anything. You don't learn anything when you're writing and listening because you can't think about it and take it in. All right, so here we go. All right, there are three steps to talking your book, and here they are. First, step one, set a date and decide how you are going to speak your book. And what do I mean by that? Are you going to speak the entire book or as much as possible on one day, or are you going to do one chapter per session, or are you going to do one or two sessions a day or a week? And so you don't have to talk the whole book. You can talk a little bit at a time, maybe pick an hour and a half and just do a chunk for the next 3 or 4 days, okay? If you're going to do the entire book, I suggest that you pick a date that you would have a solid, uninterrupted amount of time, at least four to six hours, where you can be in an office or you can be in your home or you could be locked up somewhere quiet that no one's going to interrupt you. Okay, because there's nothing worse than you talking your beautiful chapter and then the dog starts barking or someone comes in, okay? So if you're going to do your entire book, pick a date that you have a solid, uninterrupted amount of time. If you're going to do one chapter at a time, schedule an hour at the same time for the next 10 days, for the next 10 chapters. Select a quiet place in your house, in your office, or a favorite writing place where you can focus on your book and not be disturbed. Be sure to have a quiet spot, okay? All right. Step number two is be prepared. All right? Have your materials ready. This means all the stuff that you use to create your resource pile, your notes, your journals, photos, memorabilia, anything that inspires you or reminds you about what you want to talk about in your book. Yes, I know you already have your manuscript grid, you already have your trigger sentences, and you have your storyboard, but sometimes having these things around, sit around you, creating an environment, sometimes things just pop up that you forgot all about. So have all your materials, all your notes and journals and photos and memorabilia around you. Have your manuscript grid, your trigger sentences, and your storyboard. Have all your materials ready. Know your content. Review your trigger sentences and have them. Sometimes what I have seen some of my authors do, they print them. Even though they're 20, 30, 40 pages long, they print them like in 16, 18 points. And so they're really big and you can see them really, really fast, really easily. So review your trigger sentences and print them out. Have them with you. Review your storyboard and be able to speak 2 to 3 minutes on each topic on each post-it note. What that's going to ensure is that you're going to have a fabulous, content-rich book. And don't worry, if you have a lot of content, if you end up with a lot of pages, no worries. That's a good thing because you know what? Some of it can go in your book. Some of it can be used in your workbook. Some of it can be used in your coaching program. Some of it can be used, it can be repurposed for a blog or a Facebook post. No worries. An article, anything, we'll be able to repurpose that in lots of different ways. So the more content, the better. And remember, it's going to be transcribed, so you'll all have it. You'll have it all so you can use it and repurpose it as you wish, okay? So don't limit, oh, I'm not going to put that in the book for later. Go ahead and talk it and let it be transcribed. You can always take it out and put it in the blog folder or put it in the resource that you want to use it, okay? All right, so that's knowing your content. And then the next part of step two, being prepared, is have your equipment and your supplies ready. Make sure you have your digital recorder and you know how to use it. I know that sounds funny, but you know what? I've received audio files that had nothing in it. Okay, so make sure you know how to record, how to stop it, how to pause it, and how to start the recorder again. Okay, be sure you have blank Post-its and Sharpie and a Sharpie pen. Make sure you have water to drink so that you can hydrate yourself because talking, you know, makes you thirsty, and you want to be able to drink a little bit of water. Also, have a couple of little snacks that you can eat in between, you know, while you're thinking about things. Maybe some raw almonds or a trail mix bar or some trail mix or one of those little health bars. Something little that will just kind of keep the hunger pangs away and but not fill you up and make you sleepy. Okay? So step two is being prepared. Have your materials ready, know your content, and have your equipment and your supplies ready. Okay? All right. Are you ready for step number three? Okay. I kind of could call this author. Start your engines. Okay. First things first, fire off your writer's power tools and prepare your head, your body, and the environment. Go and look at chapter number one on the storyboard. Go down the column and read each sticky note, bringing to mind what you want to say about each topic. Have your trigger sentences ready, okay? Begin with the first recorded file. Begin the first recorded file with the name of your book, your name, and the names of the chapters. This will make it easy for the transcriber to organize your content. So, for instance, that first recorded file, that first file, when you hit record, file number one is going to be, "Hi, this is Ann McIndoe, and the name of my book is 7 Easy Steps on How to Write Your Book." The subtitle is Getting Your Book, How to Get Your Book Out of Your Head and Into Your Hands. And here are the 10 chapters. Chapter 1, welcome. Chapter 2, blah, blah, blah. Chapter 3, blah, blah, blah. And say all the names of the numbers and the names of your chapters because that's going to make it really, that's going to help the transcriber tremendously to organize your content. Okay? All right. Now, let's talk. Start with chapter 1 and begin recording your material. Okay? Look at the sticky notes. You can pause and talk as often as you like. Okay, look at the sticky notes. Say everything you want to say about that topic. Then say the name of the next topic, which is on the next sticky note, so the transcriber can create a heading and you can talk about that topic. Saying the names of each sticky note before recording your content on that topic will make it much easier for you to go through your manuscript later. This is critical. The headings can always be removed, but it makes it easy for you to find content and move it around if you have those headings. So whenever you see a sticky note, okay, next item, say the name of the sticky note. Talk about what you want to say. Take a pause. Next item, next Post-it note, blah, 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 and then talk about that, okay? And keep moving forward through your chapters. Always separate the chapters, you know, chapter one, and then all the sticky notes. Okay, this is the beginning of chapter two, blah, blah, blah. And what I would do, I would suggest is always have each chapter on its own audio file, okay? So a chapter is typically no more than 20 to 30 minutes long, depending on how much you have to say about a chapter. Some Post-it notes, you may say 1 minute, 2 minutes worth of stuff. Some Post-it notes, maybe 10 minutes worth of stuff. No worries about that. That is okay. Some chapters may have more Post-it notes than others. That's okay. You know, now, if you have something that you want to insert later, like for instance, let's say you've already dictated chapters 1, 2, and 3, and all of a sudden you remember something that you want to say in chapter 1. Here's how you can take care of that. End the current chapter. So, okay, this is the end of chapter 3. The following content is for chapter 1. please insert the following heading, blah, 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 and the following text at the end of chapter one. Or in chapter one, after I talk about how to communicate, and the transcriber will put it in the right spot, okay? This way the transcriber can help you. Now, when talking your book, speak clearly. Be specific with instructions to this transcriber. Spell any odd names or any unusual names of places or materials, or we've had medical transcriptions where we didn't know the name of the drug. So say the name of the drug or say the special name and then spell it, okay? And then here's a really special, special bonus. If you are really prepared and you can speak your chapter cleanly, then you can then record one chapter at a time, and this can immediately become an ancillary product. It'll become your audiobook. So it does take practice, and no worries. Our transcribers are used to hearing everything, which reminds me, when you're not recording, put it on pause. If you have to go to the bathroom, put it on pause. If you get a visitor, especially a romantic visitor, put it on pause. As I've mentioned, I've heard everything on these dates. Okay? So those are the steps. Step one, set a date. Step two, be prepared. Step three, start your engine. Okay? So that's how easy it is to talk your book. And if you've been good and you didn't take any notes, your reward is on the website at www.soyouwantowrite.com/authortalk. And if you go to the website, you will see, hold on just 1 second, Command R, refresh. It should be up there by now. Okay. Here we go. And no, it's not up there just yet, but it'll be up there tonight. Okay? All right. So remember, it's www.soyouwantowrite.com/authortalk. And the instructions will be up on the website tonight. Okay, so let's talk about today's resources. All right. Here are the resources for today. All right, the first resource I would like to recommend tonight is a book by Jack Canfield, and it's called, and he's written tons of really great books. One of my favorites is The Success Principles. I absolutely love this book. I read it at least once a year, and one of my favorite chapters is on ask, ask, ask. And sometimes you have to ask more than once for something. You know, if you get a no, it doesn't mean no forever. It just may mean no at this time. You know, just because someone turns you down today, it doesn't mean they won't say yes in the future. And I have found this to be totally true just myself. So ask, ask, ask. I always thought that was such a great chapter. Oh, they're all great chapters, but this one was one of my favorites. And I remember speaking on stage with him at Steve Harrison's Blueprint event a couple years ago. And Jack Canfield talked about ask, ask, ask. And he said, it's okay, be an ask-hole. And I thought that was so funny. I just thought that was adorable. And it just put that trigger in my head that it's okay to ask. If they say no today, who knows? They may say yes tomorrow or in a week or in a month. Today may not be the right time for them. Okay? All right. The next resource I want to share with you is lulu.com, www.lulu.com. And it's a publishing company where you can publish your book for $2.50 per copy plus shipping. I've used lulu.com for many years now, for at least 7 or 8 years, and I've always found them to be really great. They do a beautiful job, and their books look professional. They don't look like a self-publisher. They look like a really fancy, very nice professional book. And what's really cool about it, go to lulu.com, open an account for free, and say you want to publish a book, and it just gives you all the choices and all the options, and you just click on what you want. And then, and you upload your book cover, You upload your manuscript, and you publish. And I have uploaded manuscripts on a Monday night, and books on my porch on Friday morning. And you can publish from 1 to 5,000 copies, you know. And so what I've done is lots of times when my authors are ready, you know, they finish their manuscript, they finish the approval, they approve their manuscript, I'll go ahead and publish what I call a galley copy on Lulu. It cost me the $250 plus $3 or $4 for shipping, you know, so it cost me less than $10, and I order two books, one for me and one for the author. And then this way, the author gets to see their book and see how it's really going to look, and they can say, oh, my gosh, you know what, I want this, or oh, I want that, or you know what, I want the chapters. I like the chapters on odd pages, and I'll put a blank page, or oh, no, I don't want this. So you can check it out. You can see how it's going to look. One of my authors, you know, if you need a book for a speech, or maybe you want a few copies to test the market, this is an outstanding resource for getting books back quick. You know, I have a client who uses Lulu.com to publish 100, 150 copies of his book, and then he has them shipped directly to the hotel where he's speaking. So it's a really great resource for publishing books. Many of my authors use Lulu.com. The books look beautiful. The books are professionally done. You'll be really pleased with the results. So Lulu.com. And then finally, as every week, I am offering my brainstorming session to get you through the next steps in your author's journey. Just you and me for 90 minutes. You tell me what you want about your vision, your outcome, and I'll coach you and connect you to what you need. It's $275. Send me a note at Ann@SoYouWantToWrite, and we'll set up an appointment on the phone or Skype, and we'll get you going. And if you've ever wanted to turn your book into a movie, send me a note. You know, I have some really great connections with some producers in Hollywood. I already have 9 books in production for a movie. And some of them are in synopsis, some of them are in treatment, some of them are in screenplay, getting ready for pre-production. So it's really, really cool to, you know, if you have a story and you think it'd make a good movie, a miniseries, a PBS, whatever, send me a note and let's see what we can do with that. See if we can get you connected to Hollywood, okay? All right. Now it's time for our Q&A session. So my notes tell me, to turn off the recording. Okay? All right. And so now what I'm going to do is if you would like to ask a question, please unmute yourself with *6 and ask me the question. And then after we're done, if you could remute yourself, that would be great. Okay? All right. Who has a question?
I do.
Hey.
Hi, Ann. It's Michael Banks. I'm actually at a point now where I'm about to do the storyboard, but I'm going to delay it a bit because I would like to actually do some writing against some, if not all, of the topics and the bullet points for trigger sentences. Is that okay? And I mean, because I'm very comfortable, you know, narrating from, say, a paragraph of my writing as part of the talking the book. Is that okay?
Absolutely. And, you know, some people are not writers, and so bullet points are a big deal for them. That's a lot for them. But some people like to write. So mm-hmm. I ask for a sentence. And if you can give me a sentence, great. If you can give me 5 sentences, outstanding. If you could write a whole page, beautiful.
Yeah.
And so if you want to write sentences, great, in your trigger sentences. And then when you get to talking your book, if you already have a nice, big, meaty chunk in the trigger sentences, you just transfer that into the manuscript. Absolutely. You can write or talk. This process is for everyone, whatever you wish to do.
Yeah, that's great, Anne, because the thing is that I actually find that if I'm writing, I get very creative and can come in with some angles that I might not necessarily think in the moment about.
Yes.
So that works for me.
Good. Very, very good. Excellent question. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Anne. This is Deborah Ann Davis.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Excellent. Excellent. Talk to me. What's your question?
In terms of the transcription,
yes.
When you are reading into your digital recorder, how
yeah.
bad is it if you say ums and or if your sentences aren't smooth?
Well, with my transcribing services and my transcribing team, ums and ahs or, oh, just a minute, or flapping of the pages, or wait, I got it. Or it's on the tip of my tongue. That's fine, because that's what happens when you talk to books. All kinds of things happen. The doors open and close. You hear dings. You hear phones, and that's okay. We wipe all that out, and we clean it up. So when we do the transcribing for you, we listen to your audio files. We tell you how many hours you have of audio. So let's say you have 3 hours or 4 hours or 5 hours. We charge $135 per audio hour. So that means if you speak really slowly, you know, and it takes an hour, that's what we charge. If you speak really fast and talk really fast, if it takes 2 hours for us to transcribe, we still get charged that one audio hour. And then we clean it up. We do a copy edit. We do a spell check. We do punctuation. And we do a grammar. So your manuscript comes back to you. It looks like a book. And we have the chapters, the table of contents, the headers, the footers, the page numbers, your name, a title page. We have all of that, all the components done for you.
If we wanted to have something in bold or in all caps or in italics, how would we do that?
Bold, all you have to do is, transcriber, please bold the following sentence. Or, transcriber, please bold all the headings. Or, transcriber, when I say blah, 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 please bold and underline those things.
Okay. Thank you.
Does that make sense? Oh, you're
very
welcome.
Much so.
You're very welcome. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions?
Hi, Anne. I have another one. It's Michael Banks again.
Okay, Michael.
So I haven't done my storyboard like I just said. But when I do it, can I just clarify that the storyboard has like a big flip chart piece of paper with yellow stickies with a felt tip pen writing on them? And am I right in saying that each of those, each sticky has the name of the topic within the chapter? Is that right?
Yes. From
okay.
your manuscript grid, your manuscript, remember, you have your chapters going across and you have your topics going down.
Yep.
So every square in the manuscript grid should have a corresponding sticky that goes on to the storyboard.
Yep, got it.
So the storyboard is a big, giant manuscript grid, but mm-hmm. you've added some additional items from the trigger sentences or key points or things that when you're talking chapter one, all of a sudden you hear some, you think of something that should go in chapter five, and you can make an additional sticky note at that moment. And that's and the Sharpie pen is very important. The Sharpie, a nice thick wide Sharpie pen, not the fine tip, but
mm-hmm.
the regular Sharpie, so that you can write on that post-it note, you can stand back 5 feet, and you can read it.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, and so it's important to just do the grid and then do the trigger sentences, and then do the storyboard. And what you're going to find is that the process evolves, your content evolves, and new stuff keeps coming up. And
mm-hmm.
that's a good thing. Okay?
Yeah, that's helpful. Thanks.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. So if anyone is interested in having their audio files transcribed, we can do it. We have several options. You can have your own a digital recorder, which I like to recommend the Olympia digital recorders. I've been using them for more than 15 years, and they always work. Make sure you have a PC, the letters PC for personal computer, on the model so that you can download the files to your computer. And if you like, we'll send you a digital recorder. You can use it. We'll show you how to use it. And then you send it back, and we'll take your files off, and we'll transcribe your audio files for you. We charge $135 $135 per audio hour. Okay, and that includes the transcribing and the formatting. And then, pardon me, there's a $250 charge to put it into the book format. Sorry, but the audio recording is $135. And if you have considered using the Dragon Speak, I love Dragon Speak. And for Dragon Speak, I use for memos, for letters, for anything except talking a book. And here's why. Because when you're using Dragon Speak, if you've used it before or you haven't trained it thoroughly, you're constantly looking at the screen to see if it picked up the right letter, the right word. Did it say I want to wish, or did it write down I have a fish? Okay? And after a couple of those, it gets really frustrating. It turns a talking session into an editing session. So for talking your book, that's one of the reasons I do not recommend Dragon Speak, because I suggest that you stand up, to talk from your diaphragm, to speak loudly, clearly. Look at that big giant storyboard as your audience. All those post-it notes are heads of people listening to you, people learning from you, people amazed by your knowledge. That's what your storyboard represents. So I want you to stand up and talk to your audience. And that's going to make it a really powerful recording and presentation. Your content, your manuscript will be content rich, okay? And so that's why I discourage the Dragon Speak, because you constantly have to look at the computer. You don't know what you're getting unless you're looking. And if you're looking, you're not looking at your storyboard and not focusing on what you're going to say. So when you have your storyboard, you look at the top. This is Ann McIndoe, amazing author, the name of my book, and the subtitle, chapter one. Here we go. First item. And you're standing tall, standing proud, nice and powerful. And you're going to get a really beautiful book. Okay? All right. Any other questions?
Hello, this is Christine Holland.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. So I'm writing a book, a self-help book for rape survivors. And my question is, because I have a lot of chapters with a lot of content, and I kind of want to get going, but I also know that in some of the chapters, I need to do some more research and read other books. So would you recommend just go through the course and talk the book, and then later see what do I need to add? Or would it be better to complete all the research first?
Here's what I would like to suggest. I would suggest putting everything you've written off to the side. Don't throw it away. We're going to use it. But I would put it off to the side. And then I would create that manuscript grid. And you can look at what you already have written to fill in your chapters, boxes, to fill in your talking points under each chapter. You can pull from the book, brief keywords or brief phrases and put them in those little boxes. And you can create your manuscript grid first, and then you're going to find that you don't need to do the trigger sentences because you've already got your content or you've got lots of content. So, but the grid is going to show you what you have, and it's going to show you what you don't have. That will answer the question, do I need to do more research? And here's one more thing I'd like to just put out there for you. Remember, don't put everything, all your secret sauce and your mojo and all that stuff in the book. Just put some of the stuff, one-third of what you have should go into your book. The what and the why and a little bit of the how goes in the book. And then the details go in your workbook, and then the nitty-gritty, all the really good stuff goes in your coaching program. Because remember, you can sell your book for $20, or you can sell your book, your workbook, and your coaching program, your system, for much more, for $500, $1,000, for more. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're welcome. So don't give away everything. Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions? All right. Okay. Well, if there aren't any other questions, I just wanted to let you know that the instructions for talking your book will be on the website tonight, and that's at www.soyouwantowrite.com/author talk. And if you go down the page, you'll see the recordings for the previous call, and then you'll also see under author tools and resources, you'll see a little icon that says talk your book. Okay? All right. Well, then, it's been a pleasure speaking with you tonight, and I look forward to our next session on Wednesday, May 11th at 5 o'clock Pacific time. And congratulations, authors, and good luck to you, and I will talk to you soon. This is Ann McIndoe, the Authors Coach. Bye-bye, everybody.